Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about the vaccination agenda. We've been sharing the vaccination notice, which I'm going to put up, which has been around on my website, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. Again, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. I have a lot of this information on that website. And I am going to post this new guide on that website, as well as Anti-Corruption Society. com. I was talking about the research that I did to finish up the guide this past week. I knew that the CDC was taking money. Again, I discovered that foundation. But this article, so I don't want people to believe just me, you know. I want people to understand that we don't get this information. None of us get the British Medical Journal, very few of us. So, and it certainly isn't going to show up on mainstream media. So you kind of have to look for this stuff. And I wasn't even aware that the BMJ published this article back in 2015 till I looked for it. And lo and behold, there was an article. Someone did the research and they explained the CDC Foundation. And this is what the article exposed. Again, in 2015. Opening up to private money. Funding of CDC took a turn in 1983. When the CDC was authorized to accept external, quote, gifts, unquote, from industry and other private parties. In 1992, Congress passed legislation to encourage relationship between industry and the CDC by creating the nonprofit CDC Foundation, which began operations in 1995. The CDC Foundation raised $52 million in fiscal year 2014, of which $12 million was from corporations. The CDC itself in fiscal year 2014 received $16 million in conditional funding from sources such as corporations, individuals, and philanthropy, including the CDC Foundation. Conditional donations are earmarked for specific projects. So that's how they've moved from what we called conflicts of interest. And I put that in this guide to help people understand what you and I were raised to believe and what most of the vaccine nonprofits are running around still saying. Oh my gosh, it's conflicts of interest. Well, yes, I mean, we're all absolutely right. There is a conflict of interest. However, when you put lipstick on a pig and you drop the term conflict of interest and you present the term public-private partnership, doesn't that sound wonderful? Well, that's exactly what they've done across the board. I see it right here in my community. We see it in my county. I see it in the state. This whole concept of public-private partnership, it's a term that's used to cover up and to make look acceptable corporate money working with government policymakers to advance their agenda and increase their profits. And that's what the CDC, with the blessing of Congress, aren't you glad you vote, folks? Congress says, oh, okay, we're going to pass legislation to encourage the relationship between industry and CDC. Isn't that sweet? So now everybody who sends a petition to Congress about the CDC or the vaccine issue, look at this issue. They're the ones who created the problem, people. What in the name of Hannah makes anybody think they're going to fix it? I have no idea. Okay, we have a caller, one of our favorites here, Roxanne from Texas. Roxanne, what do you think of all this?
Whoa, girl. As usual, you're so, you know, on target, salacious. And where do we start? Okay, let's talk about Texas, because that's where I live.
Right.
Our governor, Rick Perry's house was burned down. And, you know, by coincidence, and they never found the guy. And the next governor was burned in his wheelchair by hot water. So they keep them in line. And so these government statues, these vaccine bills will go through, whether I have to burn your house down or burn you down, I will do it.
Okay? Wow.
You know your AFAC runs the show, right?
Yes.
I'm an upstanding American citizen. I got all the cards and licenses to prove it. But I take to my doctor or my nurse, I'm not a parent, but if I did or was, I would have a vial, a little small syringe with saline in it, and give them $100 and inject saline and call it a vaccination for my kids. So if you put $100 on the hip, what does it do? Put a smile on the lip.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You will comply.
Yeah, you know.
You will comply. It doesn't matter who you are. You will comply. You cannot be out, whether you're a lawyer, a governor, or a president. You are not in what you think is control. And you will decimate half your population via us. And that's the game, right?
Well, I do think that's the
law.
But I do think that, and I've said this to many people, and you probably heard me say it too, Roxanne, until we stop complying and signing and acting like, you know, there's nothing on that contract that could possibly harm us, we can't even make a good case that we're not assenting to all of that. This is why I continually try to tell people that this system is duplicitous. And I hope everybody understands what that means. We are told it's A, but in fact, it's B. And until we wake up enough people to start doing things like notices and raising the red flag that there is a growing percent of the population who understands that we don't have a constitutional representative government, what we've got is a commercial enterprise that is bleeding us dry, basically, right, Roxanne, and causing us harm so they can get wealthier than they already are.
Well, I was in high school because I watched Kennedy get shot. So my daddy was a lawyer, and I walked around the house with, the first thing we must do is kill all the lawyers. And Daddy says, if you don't take that shirt off, you're not getting the keys to the BMW tonight. Incentive. It's incentive. Great work. You're always phenomenal. Much love and have fun.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Roxanne. She's right about it being incentive. There's no question about that. And incidentally, that's not just biological greed. I want everybody to understand that. This is not normal human behavior that we live and breathe for greed. No, 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 no. That's not who my grandparents were. That's not who my parents were, not who my great-grandparents were. No, this has been social engineering with the help of the RAND Corporation and Alex Abila, the author Alex Abila, did to the RAND Corporation and its history what Carol Quigley did to the Council on Foreign Relations and its history. Alex went through it. They allowed him to go through it, RAND Corporation, and he wrote about it. And he said, and this was back in the 60s, a decision was made to do techniques of social engineering, and that would be using schools, using the media, using movies, using rock stars, using all kinds of methods to alter our value system, okay? They wanted our value system to be altered because for their goals, and again, they knew this back in the 60s, altruism and national loyalty did not serve their purpose. So they wanted, and they inserted programs, they inserted speakers, they inserted texts, they inserted all kinds of methodology in the universities, in the military, to change our value system so that we would be measuring our success or failure based on our money. We would be measuring our happiness based on things that we could buy. And we would pursue money primarily. And if they got the whole society to do it, then, you know, it wouldn't look dishonorable. And this is what has happened. Everybody now is out for themselves, and everybody thinks it's okay because that's how everybody is. They don't realize that this is truly social engineering. It was done intentionally. We are not born greedy. but again, if you emphasize, I mean, just look at all of the things I can buy. And how they keep telling me, if I buy this, I'll get a discount. If I use my little grocery discount card, I'll get a discount. I'll get a discount. I'll get a discount. So nowhere can I find quickly how we can increase our income. They don't want. They don't want us to make a lot more money, to be able to pay off our bills, to have some financial security. No, they want us to continually buy stuff. And buy stuff that's on sale. That's why the coupons come out every week. And that is all a part of social engineering. Absolutely. Buy a car, but don't buy it unless it's on sale. And if it's on sale, my gosh, run right out and buy it. So these public-private partnerships were brought in, and I did a show on that. I can look up the document. Joan Veon, V-E-O-N, did a marvelous job, and you can probably still Google that, Joe Veon and Dash Public-Private Partnership. She discovered it in the late 90s and decided to do research to figure out what the heck it was. And indeed, she did figure out what the heck it was. And she did two wonderful talks describing it. She cited Al Gore, and I did find the letter that she cited. Where Al Gore made an announcement that we're going to change to a new form of governance called a public-private partnership. And that was, I think, like in 1999. And now it's considered common, you know. I mean, the CDC Foundation, they don't have any shame. They don't think that there's a conflict of interest because to them they're saying, oh, we're just a public-private partnership. So when we look at this, when I finish this booklet on the vaccine mania, I also expose that the same thing is going on at the international level. The organizations that are pushing vaccines on an international level admit that they are also an alliance of public-private partnership. And they even use the term to increase vaccine market. So this is where it's all gone. And I don't know that we can compensate for all this social engineering other than do our best to to practice the golden rule and do our absolute best to figure out what it is we're signing and what it is we're consenting to, and find ways to say no. Find ways to say, I do not consent to that, or I don't know what the rules are. Tell me what's all involved. We got to start asking questions. We cannot just blindly let this thing drift in the wrong direction. And that's what we've been doing for most of our life because we didn't even see it. But now that people are starting to see it, it is my sincere hope that we can turn it, start turning it around, at least put sticks in the spokes to slow it down. So I wanted to read a little bit. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I wanted to read just a little section. This is the beginning of the guide called Overcoming Vaccine Mania. It's only 28 pages, and it'll be out this week. But on the second page, I talk a little bit about this guide and why perhaps people might think it's worth taking a look at. It's a bit different than all of the information that's been out there regarding the vaccination agenda. So I'll read this little paragraph. It's right in the beginning. This guide is different from other books and booklets exposing the problems with vaccines. While there are references to legitimate, nonprofit-driven vaccine science, it is primarily an expose of the vaccination agenda that is ongoing in America and across the planet. It offers bold but honest, inconvenient truths that physicians, public health employees, nonprofit organizations, and lawyers will not talk about. The institutions behind the vaccination agenda and the legal system that protects them and keeps the agenda moving forward need very much to be exposed and understood. And there is no way to slow down the vaccination agenda without ruffling some well-entrenched feathers. Some nonprofits have been exposing the problems with vaccines for more than 30 years. However, the vaccination agenda has only gained momentum during all those years, so they have failed to stop it. It is time for a new approach. That is, it is time to go boldly forward where none have gone before. And that's what we're hoping to do with this. Get people excited again about trying something different. Get people to recognize that what they've been doing with state legislatures isn't working. It didn't work. And this thing is getting worse, not better. Okay. We have a caller from Wisconsin. Bill, good evening. Are you there?
Yeah, good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Okay. As I pointed out on this show on a couple occasions, I'm on the county board here, and they put me on the Board of Health. Every month, I present articles that go on the agenda. This month, I have an article that was from all places, Newsweek in 2014. It's by Ben Wolford. And actually, I have a gal that lives north of me, probably about, an hour and a half. And she sits at her computer all day long and digs up all kinds of information and then sends me a big packet. So that's where I got this. But anyway, the article is entitled, Big Pharma Plays Hide the Ball with Data. And it shows how, you know, we are aware that the FDA and the government doesn't do any of the testing on these vaccines, pharmaceuticals. It's all done by the industry.
Right.
This is an excellent article. And the reason that I'm putting it forward to the Board of Health for this month is because it goes into Tamiflu.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
Okay, welcome back. We were talking to Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, so this is an excellent article, and you might want to take a look at that, and the listeners, if they go and plug in newsweek.com 2014 11/22, medical science has a data problem. So that's an important article that I'm going to bring out. The other one, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Mercola. Are you familiar with him at all?
Yes.
Okay. Mercola.com has an article here, and he's basing it on what came out in Politico, which is another group of libs, but in any case, it's called CDC Director Resigns Following Public Exposure of Tobacco Investments. Now, Trump had appointed Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald from the Georgia Department of Public Health, and she was to be the head of the CDC. Well, she didn't last too long. Took a look at her investments that included not only this tobacco firm in Japan, but also Merck, okay, and, you know, some other questionable financial arrangements. Listen to this, because it fits in to what you were saying. It says in Mercola's article here, during her six-year stint as commissioner of Georgia's Department of Public Health, Fitzgerald received $1 million in funding from the Coca-Cola company to combat childhood obesity. How do you like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Now,
there you go. It's just prevalent. It's everywhere. And one of the reasons I was so frustrated is that when SB 277, there was a whole group of people that were attempting to organize to block that from passage in California. And one of them, I am absolutely convinced, was a stoolie for the drug company. Absolutely, because she kept going on these websites telling everybody what their talking points should be. And that's how you know when your organization has been infiltrated. They'll put out talking points, and if you look at the talking points and discover they're all politically correct, they're well-controlled, and they conceal the true nature of the corruption behind the scenes, then you know that individual putting out the talking points is not your friend, is not looking for a solution, is actually looking to undermine what you're trying to do. And that's what happened in SB 277. We tried to expose the corruption of the CDC, and they would not put that in their talking points. They would not tell the legislators that there is a problem with the CDC.
Well, I tell them. Last week I called in and told you that I was going to be attending a meeting on Friday with the Attorney General from the state of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And you said, well, let me know how that goes. So if you got a minute, if you got other calls, I can let it go.
No, go ahead.
All right.
I do have another call I'd like to hear.
Yeah, okay. First of all, it was chaired by our local state senator, and I have his cell number. He lets me call, and I inform him I'm either for or against a particular bill which might be up before the state Senate and the state government. But anyway, this attorney general is Brad Schimmel. All right, and the agenda was, he would make some remarks and then find out what we thought about three issues: prescription drug, methamphetamine, and heroin abuse.
Okay,
also, access to, quote, mental health needs.
Okay, well, hang in there. We're going to go to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. Maybe Bill could kind of finish up because we have another caller. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'll try to make this short. But anyway, they went to methamphetamine right away because that had been a problem here in north central Wisconsin. And, you know, there was a mayor there. There was a police chief. There was about 15, 20 people. And they went on. The meeting was to go from 9 to 10:30, and they went a full hour on methamphetamine. Finally, I raised my hand, and I said, Attorney General, you've got two other items on the agenda here. I said, the counties in Wisconsin are suing the drug manufacturers for fraud because of their stating that opioids, namely the so-called legal drugs, were presented as non-addictive. I said, but there's another problem, which is the heroin. I said, I'm starting to see that in our local news coverage, that it's becoming a problem. And I said, I introduced on the county level a resolution that showed that all of this opium and therefore heroin was coming out of Afghanistan and was connected to our war on terror, so on and so forth. And you know what he said? Well, your facts are wrong. The heroin is coming in from Mexico. I said, I know where it's coming in, possibly other locations. I said, but the source is Afghanistan and our foolish policy of a 17-year war over there. And you could have heard a pin drop, okay?
Yeah, they probably can't do anything about it, can they?
Well, he wouldn't even admit that, you know, this heroin is coming out of there. In other words, I think he is, you know, part of the problem, and that's how he got his position as a state attorney general. You know, this is part of the deep state.
Yes.
You know, this is how they fund their black ops. They've been doing it for a long time. There's a Madison professor, you can look him up, University of Madison, Alfred McCoy, who's written on how the CIA brought the drugs in Vietnam. You know, it's been decades that they've been doing this.
Yes, so, and then how come I still have a hard time convincing people, why would you go to the polls and vote for the deep state?
Well, this was the first time that I didn't vote third party or write in somebody. I honestly thought that Trump, by stating that we've wasted $4 trillion in Afghanistan, we're going to bring that money home and rebuild our infrastructure, so on and so forth. And I thought, look at how they're attacking him. So I thought, okay. So I pulled the lever for him. And, what has he done? He's put in all deep state people.
Yes.
Goldman Sachs, H.R.
Yes.
McMaster. McMaster's over there on the news today, and he's undercutting Trump and saying Russia, you know, was influencing our election. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but
no.
I felt for sure at this point he was better than, at that point he was better than Hillary Clinton.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Bill, because we got another caller.
That's good.
Thank you. Good luck on your efforts there in Wisconsin. Okay, Tom from Utah. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good. You didn't need to cut Bill short for me. Be better that you get me cut out.
I kind of like to get back to the topic at hand. Vaccination.
Well, can I ask you a question? This is not loaded. What is the purpose of the vaccines? I'm asking what you know the public has been told.
Well, the whole thing is nonsense. And the purpose is to sell pharmaceuticals and make people sick.
But what does the public believe?
We all know what the public's been told. We hear it on the media all the time. I mean, I hear it on the media. Somebody just did a YouTube on it, and they had like 8 different media news clips, and they were all saying, take your flu shot, take your flu shot, take your flu shot. This is a deadly flu. You're going to die. Take your flu shot. That's what people think.
Well, just a little tiny story. H3N2, that's the one that's out there right now that they're, you know, reporting as very dangerous, especially to infants and elderly. What's really curious is 20-some-odd years ago, I was asked to testify in the Utah State Legislature because I had flagged the state epidemiologist of the pending H3N2. And I took the information to him, what had happened. Now, this might bother everybody, but, you know, the truth is, it's a little better to know the truth than to be ignorant. Can I tell you the true purpose of the vaccines?
Well, what you could tell me what you think it is.
not what I think. I don't like telling anybody what I think.
Well, that's probably
opinions
the best.
Are worth.
Well, that's the best any of us. That's the best any of us can do, though, is try to put together our thoughts. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, since one of my old colleagues knew that I was very familiar with H3N2, you know, even before I went to my graduation, I actually enrolled at the University of Utah, and I went down the path of pathology, both human and veterinary. And the reason I did that is because my family was in livestock, but I wanted to also understand the situation with my body since I had suffered with a bad heart from my youth. Anyway, a friend sent me a news article out of a community not very far from here in Utah. The news article wasn't about the flu per se. It was about the economic loss to a particular industry. It was reporting in there that there was an unusual die-off of the pullets and the chicks in both the turkey production and the chicken production industry. It took three paragraphs. It was talking about the terrible impact of this early die-off of the chicklets and the pullets. And what they were talking about is the economic loss that this county would not then experience because they would not be able to produce or sell the full complement of birds come Thanksgiving and in the winter. But at the very end of the article, it said, and of course, this is what one of my associates down there had identified, was H3N2. Well, as soon as I saw that in the article, he delivered this notice to me anonymously. He didn't want to even have anybody know who he was because of the threat that would come against him if he flagged me, because he knew I had a big mouth and I was connected with the Department of Health. And I had integrity and empathy. Anyway, so I took this article to the epidemiologist for the state. I said, Greg, you have a real problem. This flu that's in the livestock right now, once it crosses into the family, gets into the family, it's going to take out babies and elderly. And I left that on his desk, and I just walked away, figuring I'd done my duty, and it was his problem. A couple of days later, he calls me on the phone. He says, Tom, would you mind going up at the state legislature? He said, I need to have you as an expert up there in the finance meeting. I said, that's kind of weird. Why do you want me in finance? Well, he said, if this flu hits like you are predicting it will, we're going to have a flood of babies and elderly that are going to be desperate for breath, and we need to have the equipment and the manpower be there ready to take the load. And I said, okay, but why don't you do it? He said, if I go testify on that in this issue, they will have my head. And I said, who will have my head? He says, the Department of Agriculture. I said, yes, I know, you're right. I said, since I've already been beheaded by my ex-fellows, I will go do that for you. So I went up the state capitol. When they came to that item on the agenda in the finance meeting, I got up there and I explained to the legislators why we knew that this particular virus was going to hit in a few weeks and that we needed to have the reserves to handle the load in the medical facilities across the state to deal with the problem. Otherwise, we're going to have dead babies and dead elderly. Well, Finance Committee, of course, members of the Senate and the House, they said, okay, that makes sense. So they gave me the $6 million. The only problem was I did not remember that there's a camera and a microphone in that committee meeting and that those proceedings were broadcast on the web. And at that point, my life turned to hell, and I could not figure out why, but I didn't know who, but I did figure out why. As I literally laid open the source of this H3N2, I was giving a bad report for that industry. They were not only going to take an economic loss because of the lower number of birds produced, but then the birds would be less desirable to be purchased.
Okay, you got about 1 minute because we got another caller and we're getting to the end of the show.
So the fact is, you know, since right now H3N2 is out there, the source of that H3N2 is not the air, it's not chemtrails, it's not the kissing grandma. It is from that dead carcass that you prepare in your kitchen without physician's gloves. So now I'm going to tell you the true purpose of the vaccines. It's not to protect you or your children. It's to protect the industry from which those infections come. That way, if we can safely, or at least reasonably, get your immune system prepared, then as soon as you eat that or handle that product, you will not immediately become ill. So it'll never be tracked back to that product as the source. So okay. The true reason for vaccines is to protect the livestock industry. End okay. of story.
Okay.
Thank By the way, this can all be valid. This can all be validated if you go back to 1997, the legislative records in the state of Utah.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We have time for one more caller, I think. Okay. Let's hear from Fred in Michigan. Fred, you got maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Hey there, Super L. Great broadcast.
Wow. Okay, thanks.
William Thompson, right? CDC director or whatever. Simpson Wood Report. I believe that was September of 2014 when he came out through a major league law firm with the evidentiary proof that the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion own patents and regularly destroy the evidentiary proof of defective or contaminated vaccines. They create these pathogens. They even finance the exhumation of Spanish flu corpses in Alaska. I'm not sure if that was University of Wisconsin. Clint Richardson and his buddy Patrick Jordan, vaccinefraud.com. I remember those guys giving some really stellar presentations on the subject matter. And by the way, wait, in Ohio, you got to check this lady out. U.S. Congressman, I forget her first name, but U.S. Congressman Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y. She's an African-American woman. Last month, there was a special committee, Financial Stability Oversight Council, and she grilled this ass clown, Talmudic Jew Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary. She nailed him to the cross. You should have seen this guy scramble around because she said, you are in violation for the last 9 months and your failure to respond to my request relative to your statutory fiduciary duty. And you got to get with that woman because I'm telling you, that woman will be a big asset in this endeavor of yours, okay?
Well, I doubt it, but I appreciate the fact there's still a few good ones in Congress. They're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize their paycheck. Trust me on that. They absolutely will. They know how to talk and get everybody excited. They know how to make us think that something's going to move forward. But again, the Congress doesn't have any control. The control, we're in a state of emergency, is coming from the executive branch. Congress does what they're told, and they give us theater, but we're still in a state of emergency, and the agencies and the executive are still calling all the shots.
We're enemies. We're enemies of the state, right?
Yeah, that's right, and we're their enemy. I mean, good grief. I keep saying to people, doesn't it ever occur to you that it's strange that you can't have a dog without a license, you can't drive a car without a license, you can't cut hair without a license, you can't do electrical work without a license, you can't raise chickens without a license, you can't catch a fish without a license. Doesn't anybody get that licensing of everything we do is what they do with enemies?
Hey, and you know what? Patrick Henry, Colfax, Virginia, March 1775, he rode into that town and witnessed a minister being scourged to death because the minister refused to take a license for being a preacher. That was 1775.
Okay. So, I mean, people have to understand all these licensing. This is all because you're enemies. You know, driving a car, driving a truck should not be illegal to do without a license. I mean, I do agree that when you learn to drive, there should be some test to show your competency. Right. But to require that you get a license to drive every 4 years, people, that's a sign that we are under control of this institution we call government.
Well, we're being regulated as commercial slave entities, and driving is commercial activity. So they get us all in high school to regurgitate this verbiage, and all along we're being lied to. We're conspiracy of silence. We're never told, hey, you have this unalienable natural right of travel. So unless you're engaged in commercial activity, you don't need a license. But there again, the Talmudic Jews, everything emanating from their book of Jewish wisdom is the scourge of the earth.
Deception. Okay, thank you, Fred. We got to go. Please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer that we do after every Saturday program. And come back next week. We'll have new and maybe even better information for you. Good night, all.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Listening to Republic.